Hey everyone, welcome back to Verizon Vikings Training Camp. We have a special guest today. It's Steve Mariucci. It's Mooch from NFL Network, one of our favorite guys to watch. You can catch Mooch and Andrew Siciliano on NFL Network for their Inside Training Camp live coverage every day through August 9th. It begins at 9 a.m. Central. Not too early for you. You're used to getting up early to game plan and all that. 9 a.m. Central is not bad.
We're here for 5 hours today. Got a little humid. We'll be here tomorrow. So if you want to stop by again, do that.
See, everyone thinks in Minnesota you come here and it's, you know, winter wonderland all the time. Not today.
We have the four seasons here, believe me. I'm from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah, so you know.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I
knew that. You guys got mosquitoes here too?
Yeah, we got a few. They might not be as big as the ones you're dealing with, but we got a few. Let's talk about the Vikings, a team you're here watching and observing right now. Your thoughts after a morning with them and the 2017 season coming up?
You know, I had a chance to interview Mike Zimmer and talk to him off camera, too, and he really likes this team for good reason. You know, he's got good guys. He's got hard-working guys. He's got the third-ranked defense in the National Football League. That's a nice place to start, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting team because, you know, the quarterback situation is really something. I knew Teddy Bridgewater when he came out of Louisville. Heck, I coached there once, too. Had him on my Game Changer show, so I spent the whole day with the kid. Well, we're on live over here, and he just all of a sudden crashes the set as we're doing live television.
Yeah.
Big smile on his face, and as you know, you were at this press conference, and he hasn't talked to the media
right.
in a year, which is really unheard of for a professional athlete or coach. But he just didn't have anything to talk about. He just wanted to be focused on his rehab. And what a devastating injury that was. You probably were here for that,
yeah,
right? So it's great that he has announced that he is, you know, staying at it, has a chance, whatever that chance might be, to play a little more football. It would be a miraculous recovery. And then you got the other quarterback who replaced him in Sam Bradford. Heck, he didn't even have training camp here last
right.
year. He showed up when the season started. And so that's difficult on any team to have your starter just show up, even though he was a veteran. Set an NFL record for completion percentage, 71.6. I mean, some quarterbacks don't even hit that with routes versus air. That's pretty good. And so there's a lot to build on. The good defense, the veteran quarterback, you know, losing Adrian Peterson, you end up last in rushing. That's what happens, okay? Well, they've tried to address that, you know, with Latavius Murray. From the Raiders, big guy, smart guy. He's working on his MBA. The guy's smart, you know.
Well, he was studying for a test the night he came to Minnesota to sign.
He doesn't rest his brain. I mean, he's always trying to learn something, and that's how he's always been. And then Dalvin Cook, there's another guy that I got to know, two different places from that same Game Changers kind of show that I had Teddy, but then also the Under Armour All-American game. He was an All-American out of high school. He played in our game. Broke all the Florida State records. He's a terrific back. He can run the football. We know that. He can pass protect. He's going to get better at that. He can catch the ball. So all of a sudden, you got to go from last in the league in rushing to having a nice 1-2 punch with a great defense and a veteran quarterback. And you know, an 8-8 season last year, which started off real good, all of a sudden, you know, you're only one game behind Detroit and 2 games behind Green Bay. You're going to be right in the thick of this if you stay healthy.
In a division where Rodgers and Stafford are commanding offenses and both those teams finished ahead of the Vikings in the standings last year, what do you think about a team that's the backbone is its defense and they're trying to be able to run the ball with physicality? What do you think about that construction?
You better have a good defense because those two quarterbacks that you mentioned, Rodgers and Stafford, can sling it, and they do, and they will. And to have that highly ranked defense playing against them is a little bit comforting because if you're young on defense in this division, forget about it, right? So, and then extending Everson Griffin's contract now, and you got a heck of a group of linebackers. This is a heck of a defense, and Mike Zimmer does a heck of a job with his defense. He always has.
What is a Mike Zimmer defense? You know, we were talking a little bit earlier. I mean, you've designed offenses to go against everybody, including Mike Zimmer defenses. So when you're game planning for the Vikings, what are you looking at?
So Mike has been in this league, in the National Football League, for 24 years. You're not even 24 years old.
I might be.
And so he's been in the league that long, and he's been the coordinator on defense for 14 years and a head coach now in his fourth. He's been around the block.
Yep.
Very successful. And he has grown this defense every year that he's been here. Now in his fourth year, it's gotten better every single year. Now, if he can do that with his offense, you got something, right? But when you play against a Mike Zimmer defense, you know, A, it's not always exotic. It's not crazy stuff. It's not 8,000 blitzes, but it can be. It's versatile enough to, if he chooses to do that, he can bring it with a lot of variation. But you always know that they're well coached. They're a very disciplined bunch. So it's not like you get the busted coverage. You get the wide open post because the free safety left the middle. They're, you know, he's drafted, he and Rick Spielman have drafted well. A lot of number one picks on that defense, yeah, from Barr to the secondary guys, and all these guys are early draft picks. A lot of them are. And they are in the right place. They are, you got to really, really play well to beat this defense. And so that's the identity of a Zimmer defense. Very fundamentally sound. They play hard. They know what to do, and they'll hit you. And it's they've always been a very physical bunch.
All right. Well, we love you, Mooch. And this Viking purple looks good on you, man. I like that.
This is blue. Okay,
no,
this
I'm
is purple.
About this right here.
All right. You like that?
Yeah. It looks really good.
All right. Go purple, right, people eaters.
Catch more of Mooch and Andrew Siciliano on NFL Network. They're here covering Vikings training camp.